they change the models and the names of the rooms and the houses so much it's hard to keep up with them.
Yes.
So.
Well, now the rectangular brick structure on the roof, you call that a what? Where the smoke comes out?
Oh, the chimney.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Or the flue. It's referred to as a flue a lot of times. Have you ever heard that?
Yes, I have. I'm not sure that my folks didn't call it the let's see. Somebody did, a grandparent or somebody.
Yeah, back in the old time, I think they always referred to it as the flue in the house.
Uh-huh, yeah.
And then later on, you refer to them as the chimney. And I don't know, what else would you call them?
I don't have
about
any.
It.
What do you call the area in front of the fireplace?
The hearth.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, the hearth of the fireplace.
And how about the irons for the supports for the logs?
The grating. A grate would be the
and the big, that's a fact. Well, let's see, we're doing fine, not moving rapidly, but we'll make it fine in a couple of evenings. How about the area over the fireplace? What do you call that?
The mantle.
Okay. And what's the term that is used for the big piece of wood in the back in the fireplace?
The backlog is what we always referred to it as a backlog.
Mm-hmm. Now, what about the kindling to start the fire?
I always referred to it just as kindling.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
What about the accumulation of this material in the chimney?
The soot.
Okay. And what about the, what accumulates under the grate?
Ashes.
Okay.
Uh-huh. Or a lot of times you could refer to these as being a fly ash too.
I've heard that.
Yeah.
Yeah. And this, so far as you take all these things you have here around, you call this in general, the general term for what we're seeing here is what?
You mean the name of it?
Yeah, the general name for
buffet,
all of these fixtures would be what?
Yeah, buffet, dining room set.
Okay.
Or dining room suit.
So far as the whole house is concerned, you say, I think...
The furnishings of the house.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You use any word except that? You said furnishings, I believe.
The house was furnished very well.
Uh-huh.
And...
Now the wood pieces is particularly, will you characterize those as furnishings or?
You can call them furnishings. I would refer to as the furniture in general, everything in the house. But the wood pieces you might refer to as furniture if you wanted to use that name.
Yeah. And these are
chairs and tables and so on and so forth.
And let's see. The long, low piece of
footstool,
furniture where you sit or lie.
You used to call them davenports, and they used to call them sofas, lounges, and settee was another name for the, I have one down the basement that I gave to the Bill Poyer and his wife in Chicago, and it's down there now. They're coming down after. And that's something else. I was telling you about the old stove. This settee is quite old, but I didn't have any room for it here after I sold the place. And I said to Phil and Nancy, I said, would you like to have this? They said, would we? About 2 months later, they came down. Phil says, you know, I was going down State Street the other day and passed an antique shop, and I looked in there.